Officials from the 10 member nations of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, have agreed to set up regional interagency task forces to combat the multimillion-dollar trade in smuggled wildlife. The announcement came Thursday at the close of a four-day conference of ASEAN's Wildlife Enforcement Network, held in the Indonesian city of Bogor. Participants say the conference established a framework for political and operational cooperation among the 10 ASEAN countries. Officials agreed to focus on training law enforcement officials and the judicial sector and raising general awareness about wildlife trafficking. The meeting was also attended by officers from Interpol and officials of the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species. ASEAN's Wildlife Enforcement Network aims to protect Asia's plants and animals through exchanges of intelligence among regional police, customs, and environmental agencies. This was the second meeting of the network, which was set up in December 2005. James Compton is the Southeast Asia Regional Director of Traffic, a private group that monitors the international trade in wildlife. He says the task requires closer cooperation than before, what he calls a holistic approach, among the region's law enforcement agencies.
What we're looking at here is the use of accurate and timely intelligence to try to disrupt these middlemen traders that are involved in smuggling wildlife from the forests and the reefs and environments to their ultimate market destination. So I think it has to be a holistic approach.
Smugglers trade in a wide range of animals, from bears and snakes to such endangered species as orangutans, cockatoos, elephants, and tigers. The trade is driven in large part by the demand for animal parts used in traditional medicines, especially in China. Conservation groups say wildlife smuggling is increasing in Southeast Asia and urgent action is needed to stop it. Nancy Melia Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.